3, 2, 1, and...
A warm welcome to Disky Talk with Luyolo. If you're tuning in for the very first time, I ask that you please do subscribe and hit the notification bell. If you've been a part of this journey, I hope you thoroughly enjoy this episode. So, on today's episode, I discuss all things DStv Premiership news. So, on today's episode, I'm going to have a look at a couple of clubs, a couple of our favorite clubs, and have a look at what has been happening. So I will then start with AmaZulu. So AmaZulu have recently signed Kgotso Moleko and Pule Eksteen. So I will then start with Kgotso Moleko, I think, which is a good signing by virtue of the fact that AmaZulu have been thin on the right-hand side of their defense. And when you do look at who plays in the right-back position for AmaZulu, you're having a look at Uthembela Skakane. So I've just always felt that AmaZulu needed depth in that position. And with the signing of Moleko, you're signing a player who A, is very experienced, and B, is, I would say, tactically disciplined, because I think that's a part of Skakane's game that he lacks, is the discipline with regards to how you'll just sometimes just bomb on forward and just overlap. So just to put it into perspective, a Benny McCarthy side would start with a 4-2-3-1, normally three midfielders, three in the midfield, sometimes a 4-3-3. So on the right-hand side, Tsikakane would sometimes just vacate his position, and sometimes he wouldn't read the game very well. But when we then have a look at Moleko and what he brings to this AmaZulu side, firstly, like I had mentioned, depth. Secondly, experience, and a player who is tactically sound by virtue of the fact that he reads the game well when he plays in this right-back position. Yes, he is a player that can go and give you with and deliver those balls, but I would say that he knows when to go and when to stay. He knows how to keep the shape on the right-hand side. And with regards to AmaZulu and their aspirations this season, I think this is a good signing because this is a team that wants to compete on all fronts. We do know that they will be contesting in the CAF Champions League. So when you go and add a quality player in a position where you are thin, then I always think it's a good signing. So I think it's a good signing by virtue of the fact that they're adding depth to their side. And when you do start to compete on all fronts and you do want to become a very formidable side within DStv Premiership, then I think it's paramount that you have two or three good options in each and every single position. So I think then that is a good signing for AmaZulu because then they add depth to the right-hand side. And then the next player who excites quite a lot of footballing fans goes by the name of Eksteen, who has returned to South Africa. Yeah, I'm very surprised with this signing. I just thought he was going to stay abroad, but he is back. And with Eksteen, look, first and foremost, I'll say he's a very good player, very comfortable on the ball, very skillful, and a very exciting player. However, he plays as an attacking midfielder. So coming then into this AmaZulu side, I feel that something which is lacked in his game is the final product and how he conducts himself within the final third. So I feel like he's lacked goals and he's lacked assists. So when he comes into this AmaZulu side, he will be competing with Amigo Memela, who plays as the playmaker, sometimes does start wide, yes, but can play in that number 10 position. So he will be competing with a Memela. So if he is then going to dethrone a Memela, then he has to bring goals and he has to bring assists, which is something that he really has to improve to his game. So yes, he's got the tricks, he's got the flicks, but at the end of the day, when it comes to this position as an offensive player, it's all about your end product. You know, do you score enough goals? Do you contribute with assist? You know, and I think that is very important. Otherwise, like I mentioned, when it comes to depth, it is a good signing to add more depth to this AmaZulu side. Also to give Benny McCarthy a different dimension, a different perspective, you know, especially when you will be competing on all fronts. Maybe in certain games you could look to change it and you could go with a number 10 in Eksteen, and just have many different ways to go about it. You know, we do know that they added Malepe, they added Zulu. So all in all, I must say that I'm happy with the work that AmaZulu have done within the transfer window by virtue of the fact that they've signed quality players They've added depth and they've strengthened in departments where I thought that they were a bit weak. And what it does is it offers tactical versatility by virtue of the fact that you can go with multiple systems and multiple lineups, which I think then would only bode well for Benny McCarthy and AmaZulu. So with regards then to AmaZulu, I really look forward to seeing what they can do in the DStv Premiership, in the CAF Champions League, and in the domestic trophies. So do let me know at home, what kind of season do you guys think that AmaZulu will have this season? Do you think that they'll do really well? Or do you guys think that they won't do well this season? How many trophies do you see them finishing with? One, two, or you don't see any trophies for them this season? So, moving on right along then. Let's move on to SuperSport. So, SuperSport, we do know that, there's been lots of rumors with regards to Teboho Mokoena, Sipho Mbule. However, before we get to them, let me start with a man who plays just behind them as a centre-back. So, it has been reported that SuperSport have signed Buhle Mkhwanazi, who is a centre-back. So, what does he really bring to the SuperSport side? So, when we have a look at Buhle Mkhwanazi, he is a very experienced campaigner, very comfortable on the ball, very good aerially. For me, he is the complete centre-half. Can play as left-sided centre-half, right-sided centre-half, can play within a back three if you want to go with the back three. So he offers a complete package when you look at Buhle Mkhwanazi and the experience as well that he brings, especially when you look at SuperSport United, you know, in that back line. I feel that they've got many young players and they need an experienced campaigner alongside an Onisma Bosera just to tighten up at the back. Also to have a leader at the back and to ensure that Onisma Bosera and Ronan Williams have another senior authoritative figure who's able then to lead the team. So very excited about that signing and what it could mean for SuperSport United, because I just felt that with the amount of departures in the past couple of seasons, they haven't really replaced Clayton Daniels. So Buhle Mkhwanazi then would be a great replacement in my opinion. Moving on then right along to Sipho Mbule and Teboho Mokoena. The big question is, will they stay? Will they go? We still do know that the transfer window is still open, as it does close on the 31st of August. So it's been, it's been a very, very noisy transfer window, as usual when you have quality players of their stature. Just something to note on a lighter note, they have new jersey numbers for the season, number 10 for Sipho Mbule, number 4 for Teboho Mokoena. Could that mean that they see themselves staying at the club on a longer term basis? Could that mean that they form part and parcel of the future plans of SuperSport? And if they do, I think it would really bode well for SuperSport, because I've always been of the notion that they just need 4 or 5 quality players to add to what they already have, and they could actually compete for trophies and compete within the DStv Premiership. And also, if they do go and get a tactically sound coach with a great tactical nous who's able to put everything together, because I just feel that Keitano Tembo, in my opinion, is not the best coach, especially for these quality players that SuperSport do possess. And especially when you think about that, Sipho Mbule, for example, would start on the left-hand side of a 4-4-2, which then doesn't bode really well for his style of play and the type of player he is. He's better suited starting behind the striker, having a left winger. I think if SuperSport played like that, they would be a lot more balanced. I mean, we did see that in the MTN 8 fixture against Golden Arrows. They did start with a 4-4-2, where they then had Keenan Phillips as the right back. They had Ntlapo as the right-sided centre-half. As the left-sided centre-half, they had Fleurs. And then they had Onisma Bosera. So the man that I mentioned earlier on, Buhle Mkhwanazi, would slot right in as a right-sided centre-half, instead of having to play Ntlapo as a centre-back, when he is more accustomed to playing either as a fullback or as a defensive midfielder. So that would really strengthen SuperSport. And then when they hold on to Mokoena, he really stabilizes the midfield. However, what I would do then is have Mokoena playing in the midfield, have him along Jamie Webber in a double pivot, and then have Sipombule coming as the 10, Bradley Grobler up front, Lungu to give you the width and the speed on the right-hand side. On the left-hand side, Oswin Apollos to give you the width and the speed as well. I then think that SuperSport have a more balanced side that could actually go out and compete. So it remains to be seen then what's going to happen. But, you know, a part of me feels like Sipombule and Teboho Mokoena will stay at SuperSport. However, yeah, do let me know, what do you guys make of SuperSport, the business they've done in the transfer window? What do you guys think of them? Do you think that they'll have a good season? And do you guys think that Keitang Tembu is a good coach for this outfit? Right, moving on along then, let's then have a look at Orlando Pirates. So, Orlando Pirates, as usual, in the transfer window, there's always a lot of noise. However, one thing that I'd really like to look at is their decision to send Dube back to Arrows on a loan deal. So, yeah, I'm very disappointed with those news by virtue of the fact that when you look at Orlando Pirates' right-hand side from a defensive perspective, you got Wade Huster and the recently added Shandu. So, I just, when it comes to the pair of them, I don't think that they are better than Dube. I think Dube is the best right back at Orlando Pirates. And when you look at Dube and you look at Pirates and you look at how they've struggled defensively, you know, especially in the wider areas, because Wade Huster would go, vacate space and leave either Nyawuza or Hlatshwayo isolated. But the nice thing with Dube is that he's tactically sound, A, very good with dealing with one-on-one, and he reads the game so very well. So he's not a player that always bombs on, but he's able to just read the game. He knows that he has to keep his shape. When it opens up for him, he then overlaps, and he's always able then to deliver the cross. But for me, he's defensively sound. He understands the game really well, and he reads the game very well. So I'm very disappointed that Pirates have allowed him to go, have sent him out on loan. You know, because when you look at a player of Dube's quality, I think this is a player who should be playing in this Orlando Pirates side. He can add so much to this Orlando Pirates side. So I've been very disappointed with the business that Orlando Pirates have done in the transfer window overall. I mean, earlier on, I did touch on Musele. I did touch on Gwanda Mgonyama, Bandile Shandu, Saleng, who was sent out on loan. Just to mention a few players they added during this transfer window. And overall, when you look at that transfer window, I'm not too impressed. And especially when you look at their performances in the MTN 8 against Swallows, they really, really struggled. And they just didn't perform well, in my opinion. So I just think a player of Dube's caliber should still be highly involved in this Orlando Pirates side. However, that's the decision that they have made. So then when we move on to Swallows. So Swallows have been very active in the transfer window, which I think, they had to be active because of the amount of players that they lost. So just to have a look at a couple of signings who I think played really well in the MTN 8 fixture against Orlando Pirates. Macho in the heart of midfield for me was absolutely phenomenal. I really enjoyed his performance. I think he's a great addition to the Swallow side. Saleng, who comes on loan from Orlando Pirates, another player who's going to be very exciting and could add so much when it comes to the final third. Mahalwa also came on and played really well. I think he scored a very good goal, but it was judged offside when it wasn't, in my opinion. So when you look at those type of signings, Mwape Musonda as well, you look at Jovu as well, and Solomon's. So I just think that Swallows have done really well in the transfer window. But the signing that I've been most impressed by when it comes to Swallows is Given Tibedi. You know, them securing Manando on a permanent deal, for me, is absolutely brilliant business. Because this is a player who, very versatile, A. B, very comfortable with the ball, very intelligent. This is a player that you build a team around. So, when you have a look at Swallows and how they approach, they line up with a generic 4-3-3. And where does he fit in? You know, he fits in into the heart of midfield in the left half space. as we do know that Cheeseboy Mokoena likes to play in the right half space. So this is where then Given Tibedi would fit into. And this is a player who I think Swallows can build a team around within the next couple of years and have Swallows actually challenging for domestic trophies, as we do know that they will be contesting in the semi-final of the MTN 8. So I'm very happy with the business that they've done in acquiring Given Tibedi's services. So at home, do let me know, what do you guys make of Swallows acquiring Given Tibedi's services on a permanent by virtue of the fact that they've been able to prize him away from Kaizer Chiefs? So in the extra time segment, the last segment is Kaizer Chiefs, and just the continuation on Given Tibedi, because he has gone the other way. So when we have a look at Kaizer Chiefs, I must say that first and foremost, I'm very disappointed that they've let Given Tibedi go, because I just think that what he brings to that Kaizer Chiefs midfield is something that none of the other midfielders have. You know, he brings a very good balance, you know, from an 8 perspective. You know, he plays as a box-to-box, can play as an 8. And when you look at that role, you know, in my opinion, I just don't think that when you look at Patu Chezanange, you look at Cole, I just don't think they're as good and as technically and tactically sound as a Given Tibedi, in my opinion. I think that's a player that Kaizer Chiefs had to hold on to and just integrate him into the squad. However, as they do say, another man's trash is another man's treasure. So Given Tibedi will then ply his trade at Swallows. So I really then look forward to seeing him in a Swallows outfit. So the next young player then we have a look at is Nkosipile Ngcobo, who has been given the famous jersey number 12. So yeah, so when it comes to that, first and foremost, I'm very happy that they've shown the trust, you know, and to also show that this is a player who is fully integrated into the side. This is a player who will grow within Kaizer Chiefs, and going into the future, they will look to build the team around him. However, when you look at the jersey and you look at those who have come before him, you know, and look, the list goes on and on, you know, Ace Tuleng, Thabo Moki, just to mention a few, some of the most legendary players for Kaizer Chiefs. When you look at that jersey and what it means for Kaizer Chiefs and how much it weighs on the shoulders of any player who wears it, I just think that for his growth and development, I just think that, look, yes, I get it's a good gesture to give him, but I just feel like, you know, just let the player grow without the pressure of having to wear that and without having to have those comparisons made around his name. Just let him grow without the jersey number, you know, on a lighter note. Whereas I just don't think that he really needed to be given the jersey number at this time. Just let him develop his game. Let him grow his game. However, I just hope that he is able to emulate those greats that came before him and go on to get his European move. So, at home, do let me know, what do you guys make of Nkosipile Ngcobo being given the jersey number 12 for Kaizer Chiefs? Do you think that it was the right move? Do you think that he was ready for the jersey number 12? Or do you feel like the number is too heavy for the young boy as of yet and that he should develop his game without any pressure? So, there has been reports that Kaizer Chiefs are still in the market and they haven't finished their business with regards to a striker. And it remains to be seen which type of player they will go for in the window. However, I do think that we do need a striker, a complete striker, somebody who will be able then to link up play with a Keegan Dolly, with the Kamapiliat, with the Ngcobo, with the Khatebe as well, and the Sekgota. Those creative players need a mobile striker who understands how to link up play with them, because I just think Nukovic struggles within this Kaizer Chiefs side. However, we have come to the end of yet another special episode of the DStv Premiership News, where I had a look at some of our favorite teams with regards to what has been happening. And yeah, so do let me know how you feel about each segment, you know, from AmaZulu to Swallows to SuperSport to Orlando Pirates to Kaizer Chiefs. What do you guys make of the transfer window? Yes, we do know that the transfer window is not shut. There is still a couple of weeks left with regards to the transfer window. Which players do you think these teams should be going for? And which players do you think that were good signings? Which players do you think were... Yeah, that wasn't such a good signing. Anyway, thank you very much for tuning in to yet another episode of Disky Talk with Luyolo. I thoroughly enjoyed this episode. Signing out.